discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square, and finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
This spring, they hit the 1 million mark in total albums sold. Now, their latest offering, Cathedrals, has debuted at number one on Billboard's and iTunes Christian charts. No man is an island we can be found. No man is an island. But in an age where style and appearance are often the defining traits of the entertainment business, 10th Avenue North offers something a bit surprising, a depth and real meaning in their music. This is where the healing begins. A great day to you. I'm Ryan Thomas, and thanks for coming alongside for our first trip together on the road. Now, we know there's a bundle of artists who are chasing dreams of success on the charts and on the radio, but the gentlemen of 10th Avenue North have something else entirely at the heart of what they do. So what is the message that drives the men of 10th Avenue North? We find answers today in a look behind the music as we go on the road with Jason Jameson, the drummer for 10th Avenue North, who makes up the band along with Mike Donaghy, Jeff Owen, Ruben Juarez III, and Brendan Shirley. And we begin our chat congratulating Jason on the success of the new album and noting that for them, this kind of success is beginning to become a bit of a pattern.
We try, you know, we try to create great music and hopefully people like it. And if you can make good music and people like it, then usually it gets spread. So we'll keep trying to do that.
Well, let's dig into a bit of the meaning behind the record, because that's one of the hallmarks for you guys and one of the things that big fans of yours really enjoy, the depth of meaning that's behind your music. And when it comes to Cathedrals, I hadn't been aware of this 100 Club that's been big in social media circles where kids and even adults are aiming for 100 likes on their Facebook and Instagram posts. And it's really coming to the point, I understand, where we're finding validation basically in what our friends and what our peers think of us. But you guys believe there's something deeper and far more important yet.
Well, you know, it is interesting, the growing popularity of socials and how really, you know, the younger generation is putting in a lot of weight into those, defining themselves really by, yeah, you know, like you said, the amount of likes they have or amount of retweets or whatever. And there's a couple songs on the record where we actually kind of address the idea of, you know, we're creating a false community that we find refuge in, and, you know, most likely will let us down at any point in time. Mm-hmm. And you know, the lead-off single that we had off this record was a song that was called No Man Is an Island. And the whole point behind that song is that we're not meant to do life alone, you know, that we're made for community. And one of the ways that we can see that is at the very center of our faith, the very essence of Christianity is a God who we believe is a Trinity, you know, three in one. And looking at that, we can see that God himself is a community. Like, in and of himself, he is a community. And if we're created in the image of God, then we also have to believe that we're created for community. And so by community, though, we're not necessarily referring to your, you know, your 100 friends on Facebook. You know, we're talking about those who are immediately around you, those who can walk with you through difficult times. One of the lyrics in No Man Has an Island is, I am for you. You know, for those people that can come to you and say, I'm for you. Like, I want you, I want to see you succeed. I want to see you beat this. I want to see you, you know, come out better on the other side. And so often, man, the communities we're surrounding ourselves with now are these false communities. And not saying there's not a place for Facebook or, you know, Twitter or Instagram or whatever, but just saying that we need to make sure we're not defining ourselves, that we're not looking to those communities to support us in really difficult times of need.
Jason Jameson is the drummer for 10th Avenue North. He makes up the band along with Mike Donaghy, Jeff Owen, Ruben Juarez III, and Brendan Shirley. We're talking to Jason today on the road for Faith Radio, and I'm Ryan Thomas, and you mentioned the lyric there from the single No Man Is an Island. And that chorus is so great. No man is an island. We can be found. No man is an island. Let your guard down. Please don't try to fight me. I am for you. We're not meant to live this life alone. And Jason, it seems like this concept of God being near to you, that we're not alone, has been one of your guys' biggest messages going back to, I think, of By Your Side, you know, your first mega hit. Why is that such an important message, do you think, to convey today in 2014?
I'd say it's one of the most encouraging things we can believe, you know, really that we can cling to as a believer. You know, the Bible tells us that the same power that rose Christ from the dead, that same spirit now lives in us. And that the Holy Spirit of God, like, literally dwells inside of us. That's a reference to the title of this record, too, that a cathedral, that we are God's cathedrals now. But, you know, it's such an important thing for us to grasp, because I think it gives us great hope in really difficult times. You know, those times where we feel like we're alone, we have to cling to the truth of God's word and realize that we're not. That God is with us. That God is right, like you said, by our side, wherever we go, whenever we fall, he's right there. And so it's a great truth that we find in the Bible. And we have to cling to the fact that we're not alone. And, you know, that, like we just talked about, that is a reference to community, but it's also, like you said, God lives in us. And so, you know, what can we take from that is also the commandment that's mostly repeated in the Bible, to not be afraid. And the great courage we have when we realize that we have a power that lives within us. It rose Christ from the dead. How much more can it do for us? I mean, yeah, it's a growing theme for us, for sure. And we love just expounding on that. And so I'm glad that it's made its way into this newest record as well.
Man, well said, Jason. And well used word there, expounding. You do not hear the word expounding enough. Well done, sir.
Oh, thank you. I was reading the Webster's before this interview. I stumbled upon that word. I figured I'd give it a shot, and I think I succeeded.
I give it a 10 out of 10 from the Russian judge. Well, okay, sir, let's take this home a bit. Tell us about your family. I understand you have, is it two little daughters?
I have two daughters and now a little son.
Ah, so, congratulations.
Man, it's crazy time. I have a 6, a 4, and a 1.5-year-old. So my house is just crazy fun. It's chaotic, and we love it. I have an incredible wife. I have to, you know, in order for me to be on the road and have 3 kids and her hold down the fort while I'm gone, she is just an incredible woman. And so it's a fun time right now. I love coming home and kids running, you know, daddy, daddy's home, and, you know, running and jumping in your arms. So it's fun, man.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you mentioned on the road. I mean, when do you have a chance? How often do you have a chance when you're touring to get back and hang out with your family? Because I imagine at those ages, that's pretty tough to come on the road with you.
Yeah, bringing the whole family on the road is pretty much, it's not going to happen now. It's just, we have a bigger crew and not enough room, and families are growing and we're in school. So what we've done is we've really just tried to focus on our touring schedule and make it manageable. And we've sat down with all the wives and all the band members and just kind of said, you know, what's our limit? And so we try to keep it to 4 days away from home and then 3 days back home. And so the touring schedule for us looks a lot like that. And honestly, when we look at, you know, our hours at home with our families, compared to a lot of our friends who have 9-to-5 jobs, we actually might see our kids more than they do. It's just that it's in big chunks, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what would you say a lot of people think of a life on the road? And we're talking to Jason Jameson, the drummer for 10th Avenue North, going on the road for Faith Radio. And I'm Ryan Thomas. I think a lot of people think of a life on the road as just about the most glamorous thing that could possibly exist. But what's been your experience? What is the reality? you laugh. I understand where this is going.
Well, yeah, you know, if glamour is, you know, sharing a 45-foot long bus with 12 people and calling it home, or, you know, smelling a little gross until you find your next shower on the road somewhere, or, you know, I mean, right now I'm sitting in the bus driver's seat trying to find a quiet spot on the bus, you know, so it's definitely a tight community, and So as far as that's concerned, living with some of your best friends and traveling the country, that's fun and that's great and we love it. And being able to do what we love, you know, play music and at the same time be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, you know, and that all those things are incredible, you know. It's just so funny when people look at what we do, though, and go, man, this is such a glamorous lifestyle. Look at that bus that you live on. And you go, yeah, if you compare a bus to, you know, like your Honda Accord, it's glamorous. But when you compare a bus to your home and you put 12 people on it to live, you know, it's a little different. So, but we love it, man. We love it. I mean, there's just in everything you do, there are ups and there's downs. There's things that you can always complain about, but we always try to look for the positive and try to stay positive about the situations we're in. So we love it. If we didn't love it, we wouldn't do it. It's too hard to be away from family and be on the road, just to kind of like it. You have to really love what you're doing to be on the road.
Now that is fascinating. I want to follow up on that because I was thinking as I was reading up on you and your drumming and your family, I was thinking about the Eric Little quote. Eric Little, you know, that great Scottish runner who was at the Olympics back, I believe, in the 1930s. And he made the comment that when he ran, he felt God's pleasure. And I wonder, when it comes to fulfilling your purpose and getting to live out your purpose, is that something you can identify? Do you feel God's pleasure when you and your friends are making music up there?
No, man, I hope so. I mean, I definitely, it's interesting to me. I would say this. I would say that my calling and your calling are the same. God has called us to go into all the world and make disciples. And so it's interesting when we look at, like, you know, people comparing what they do to what we do, and say, man, how did you know you were called to music? Or how did you know you were called to be in this band? And I say, well, you know, I mean, really, we're not. We're called to go and make disciples. Now, what I love to do, and I feel like God has gifted me to do right now, is play drums. And so I'm going to use what God has gifted me with to go and make disciples. And I do. I think, you know, in my prayer every night before we go on stage is, man, God, take delight, you know, just delight. And when you look down on tonight's stage, like, just I pray that you're happy with what you see in my heart, in my mind, and with the words that we say and we sing from stage. But I hope that's everyone's prayer, you know, like when the contractor is going to go work on someone's home, to say, man, God has wired me. God has given me the gift to build and to fix. And I'm going to go and make disciples in the process of doing construction. And it's kind of a challenge that, you know, if I leave this band, if I stop playing drums, my calling never changes. My calling is still the same, to go and make disciples. It's just, what is it that, you know, I want to use to do that? What's making me come alive right now? And if it's not drums and it's something else, maybe it's whatever. Maybe it's whittling. Maybe it's making little wooden ducks and selling them on the side of the road. As long as I have this desire to go and to make disciples, then I think I'm staying the course. You know, I think that's what God's made us for.
Yeah, that's well said, sir. Jason Jameson, drummer for 10th Avenue North, is with us on the road here on Faith Radio. And I'm Ryan Thomas. Really enjoying hearing from you, Jason. And it's been now 6 years. I'm not good with math, but I believe 2008 to 2014, that would be 6 years, right?
I agree, yeah.
Okay, so that's when you released Over and Underneath, your first big national hits like By Your Side. What has changed in your lives since then, and what has stayed the same?
Whew, 6 years. So much has changed in 6 years. you know, I mean, life continues to keep trucking, man. I mean, we talked about it earlier, but we have families now. I mean, that's got to be probably the biggest change in our lives is, you know, 6 years ago I was married, but I didn't have three kids. And children always are, you know, with these amazing blessings from God. So I've learned a ton. Man, let's see, 6 years ago, we even had a couple different band members join since then, you know. Yeah. So as far as the band is concerned, Reuben has joined us since then, and Brendan is a new addition. And so constantly changing, constantly growing, and we need to, you know, I don't want to ever just grow stagnant and feel like a year ago was exactly the same it is today. Like, I want to continue to grow, but I want my vision, I want my, like we just kind of talked about, I want my purpose to remain the same. Mm-hmm. You know, if I want to go into all the world and make disciples, If I, you know, and that just changes. So if I have now three kids, then you know what? God's made me a father, and I have three children that I can pour into. I have three people that I can disciple, that I can teach the ways of God, that hopefully they'll grow to be followers of Jesus Christ. And so my vision and my purpose is still the same, but my situations have changed. So hopefully that, you know, I mean, hopefully it answers your question, but yeah. Man, I want my eyes to be fixed on Jesus in whatever I do. And so as a father now, you know, as a growing, you know, as our band is growing and, you know, there's more responsibility here and there's more, you know, whether it's radio success or CD sales, like all that is great and good, but is my vision still, am I still fixed on Jesus? And do I still want to go into all the world and make disciples? So hopefully that's what's ringing true.
Well, you know, we talk about the past 6 years, and I think people know you, obviously, as 10th Avenue North for the work that you've released, you know, since 2008. But I understand that you were together as a band for even longer. Is this correct? Than in the period before your national debut than since then. So if you could take us back to even the beginning, and how did you guys all come together?
You sure you want to go all the way back there?
I do.
Sure about that?
I do.
Mike and I started in 2000, actually. So right now we're going on 15 years. And so those early years, really the only people that are left are Mike and myself. We've had, man, maybe 12 or 14 band members so
Whoa.
Far. And the reason why is because, you know, we started in college and we were worship. You know, we'd go around and we'd play worship. Sometimes we'd go to the coffee house and play ridiculous songs like Brown Eyed Girl or, you know, Foxy Lady or something, you know, and we'd have fun. And that's what it started out as. It was like, let's have fun. And then, hey, let's go lead worship at this church or at this conference. And it was just this amazing time. We loved just the presence of God and leading his church and worship through music. And so that's the early parts of the years. And, you know, we started writing music because we realized that a lot of these camps that we were at, that we get these, you know, these kids crazy emotional, and they'd be crying or they'd be jumping up and down and screaming and clapping or, you know, whatever it is. But they really weren't grasping gospel truth. And so we said, well, let's write some songs that teach as well, you know, so you're engaging your mind at the same time that you're engaging your emotion. So hopefully the prayer would be that when they get done singing it, yes, they've been emotionally affected, but they've been affected by the truth of the gospel, not necessarily a kick drum, you know, to the chest or you know, some kind of crazy hooky melody. So that was our purpose in starting to write music. And so, yeah, we had two independent records that we did that people probably will never hear and hopefully will never hear because they were pretty terrible. but, you know, you got to start somewhere. I mean, kids always come to us and go, how do I become a recording artist? I was like, well, just write songs and record them. And it sounds simple, but, you know, if you want to get good at something, you have to be bad first.
Whoa.
And, you know, so we just wrote these terrible songs and we loved it and we kept writing and kept writing and hopefully we've got better over the years. And so, yeah, so in 2008, everyone's like, oh, here's a new artist, you know, new artist of the year. And we're like, well, we've been around for 8 years, but I'll take it, you know. So that's kind of a brief history of where we're from and where we came, you know, the whole journey.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And what I'm curious about is in those early years, Jason Jameson, drummer for 10th Avenue North here on the road for Faith Radio, and I'm Ryan Thomas. In those early years, I imagine that you probably could not foresee the success that you've had where you come to the point where you're hearing that you've sold over a million records nationally in total as of this spring. But were there times when you were close to quitting, when you were close to disbanding the band and maybe going off and doing something else?
Oh, several. You know, I mean, let's pick one. You know, in college, you had, like I said, we had 14 band members and people come and go. And it's because no one actually thought that this was going to be a long-term job. You know, where there's no way I would have dreamed in 2000 that I would be still doing this 15 years later or sold a ton of records. But there was one point in time, I remember specifically, where we had just started talking to a record label. They kind of got interested. They heard one song called Love Is Here, and they're like, oh, this is a great song, but you need more than one. So we were, it was an exciting time. And right about then, we had two of our band members quit. And it was just this kind of crazy, weird slap in the face and just kind of going, oh no, what now? You know? So Mike and I met, and at the point in time, our bass player was a temporary bass player. And so it was really just Mike and I. And the bass player ended up sticking around, but I looked at Mike and I just said, I think God's still using it, and I don't think it's done yet. Although everything inside me is saying, I need to support my wife, I need to go get a real job and be responsible and, you know, earn an honest wage and put food on the table kind of thing. But we kept going. And it was one of the most exciting points of time in my life, I think, because it didn't make any sense, but I felt like God was really leading us to continue. And it was just that step of going, all right, God, I'm relying on you. Like, there's nothing else I'm relying on right now. I need you to come through on this. And through those difficult times, God pulled us through. And I think he had a much bigger plan for this than we could have ever imagined. And so it's been incredible. I think everything that, is worth doing is going to have its really difficult, challenging times. And so I would say don't be discouraged when you go through those times. Maybe even be encouraged, because it's those difficult times that make you stronger and sharper. And that's where you learn. I think a lot of times in the fire is where you learn. And so so that's definitely that point in time in our life, man, that's what was happening. God was shaping us up for something a lot bigger than we could have ever imagined.
Man, that's a really remarkable story. And it makes me think about, I think so many of us, in 2014, Jason, are looking for that purpose, right? We want to find the place where our life has a purpose, where it's more than a 9-to-5, and where it's more than just kind of going through the motions or what's expected of us. In light of what you went through, what would you say to especially a person of faith who's looking for that purpose as a way of encouraging them that it's out there, you can find it?
Yeah, I would say that, I mean, God's created all of us a little different, and all of us have a certain set of skills that God's given you uniquely. And some of those may not be as glamorous as living on a 45-foot bus with 12 other people, smelly people. It might be doing other people's taxes. Maybe you're really good with numbers. Maybe you're just really good with childcare, and you love kids, you love pouring into their lives. I don't know what it is, but I know that it takes all different kinds. If the whole world was filled up with a bunch of musicians, it would be a strange place. So God has gifted us all differently, and I would say if we can figure out what those gifts are, I hate to keep coming back to it, but our purpose and our what God has asked us to do is to go and to make disciples. So if you're making, if you're crunching numbers and you're doing people's taxes, people hate doing their taxes. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you can relieve someone's burden, and at the same time, you can also share the gospel with them. So I would hate to tell people that they have to go and chase some crazy wild dream when I think that some people are wired for, and they just come alive when they see something that may be mundane to someone else, And so I'd say whatever it is you're doing, do it with your full self. Be all there, 100%, and try to use whatever that platform is that God gave you to bring glory to his name and also to make disciples.
Wow. Jason Jameson, drummer for 10th Avenue North. He makes up the band along with Mike Donaghy, Jeff Owen, Ruben Juarez III, and Brendan Shirley. The new album, and congratulations once again, Jason, debuting at number one on Billboard's and the iTunes Christian charts. It's called Cathedrals. And it has just been a real blessing and just an absolute pleasure to have you on the road here today on Faith Radio, sir. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
Through trouble, rain, or fire, let's reach out to something higher. Ain't no life outside each other.
We are not alone.
Through trouble, rain, or fire, let's reach out to something higher. Eyes open to one another.